Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. And just a second ago, I was like, okay, ready? We'll go. Whenever you're ready for Aftercast, she's like, I'm ready. I'm like, oh, I'm not ready.
Always blame me.
I know. I get really distracted towards the end of the show. I'm super hungry because I haven't been eating a lot during the show, like for breakfast. And then my mind just starts to kind of shut down. It gets tired. And I've been a little... I get allergies or something just
under the
wrecked
weather.
Me. Yeah, just wrecked me the last 2 days. So I'm just kind of in a fog with my mind there. So I'll try to get through this with as little damage as possible here. This was kind of a cool story. There was a lady in Massachusetts who accidentally threw away a $1 million lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm. That hurts.
Yeah, I know. Like, I couldn't even imagine that. What happened was, because you're like, well, how do you prove that? What happened was this lady always goes to this convenience store on her lunch hour, and so she was there. She bought a $30 scratch-off ticket. It scratched all the things off and was like, ah, it's not a winner. And so she asked them if they would throw it away. And apparently it just kind of sat there. They hadn't thrown it away. And then the son of the owner realized she hadn't scratched off one of the things.
Are you kidding?
He scratched it off, $1 million. $1 million
what?
Winner. Yeah.
So did he?
He took the card to his dad and said, hey, dad, this lady who you know her, she comes in here, this was her ticket. She won $1 million, and they gave her the ticket back.
Oh, they did?
They did.
Oh, okay, good.
Like, because they would have, no one would have ever known. See, that's what integrity
is.
Integrity, the definition
Absolutely.
Of integrity is what you do when no one's watching. You know, it's easy to do the right thing when all eyes are on you, but when no one's watching, what do you do? Because they could have easily gotten away with that. Mm-hmm. But then they turned around, they gave it to her, which was really cool and made her day. She had been battling COVID and almost died.
Oh, wow.
And so she was like, this is great. It's going to go to my retirement. The store gets $10,000 from the lottery when they
cool.
sell a winning ticket like that. So that's good. And then she threw them a bonus as well.
Oh,
so yeah.
Well,
it's everyone paying it back.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
It's like everyone did the right thing in that story. And that doesn't happen often in this world.
No, we don't celebrate that enough.
No, you see the wrong thing happening all the time, and you're like, man, why don't we just get it right more? But again, that's what integrity is. It's when no one's watching, what are those decisions that you make? And that's the kind of stuff I've tried to instill in my daughter, you know, and like make those good choices, you know, when you're by yourself, because if you do that, then you're going to make even better choices when people are watching you. And so this guy and his family did the right thing for sure. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Back in 2011, when she was only 13 years old,
10 years ago,
Rebecca Black made a name for herself when she went viral with her one and only hit, Friday.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking
Sounds like Squidward, SpongeBob.
I felt so bad for this girl because, yeah, it's horrible. Her mom paid $4,000 for the video to be made. Oh, yeah. She paid she paid a producer to write the song. She'd go in and sing it, and then they did this video. But it blew up. It went viral for all the wrong reasons.
Right, for the wrong reasons because people wanted to make fun of it.
Yeah, and I feel bad for her because it was like then she started. So she goes from like all of a sudden she has notoriety and she's making money off of this thing, but kids in her school are still making fun of her. The world is making fun of her. And so that's a hard thing, man. If you're 13 years old or whatever she was at the time, like, I can't even imagine how you're like, yeah, I'm proud of this. And then you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, you're already insecure as it is. And then to have this go crazy like that.
But would you, if you were given the option of being 13 years old, producing something, people making fun of you for it, but also you're making a lot of money based off
of that. Yeah, now I would, yeah, knowing what I know now, but as a kid, probably not.
Sure.
Because all you care about as a kid is what the person next door to you thinks, you know, but like when you're an adult, you go, yeah, like laugh all the way to the bank, whatever. She paid for her college on that.
Mm-hmm.
She really did, literally did. Yeah. Like Friday money paid for her to go to college.
Yeah. That's cool.
But ever since then, I guess she's been trying to repeat history.
You can't.
Announcing the release of a full album.
Oh, no. Not
and
needed.
The first single is called Worth It for the Feeling.
Oh, no.
See what you think.
I don't even want to because everything I just said, like I took the high road and I said everything right there.
But
and
what if this is great?
Please. like this is not going to be great. So if it is, fantastic.
So
but
excited.
If it's not, then I'm totally a hose because then I'm going to be like, that's horrible. And then I'm just doing what everyone else did, you know, 13 years ago or whatever. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Please.
All right, this has got a decent vibe. Right. I did not see this coming.
Is it a bop?
No.
It's not a bop, but it's actually not horrible.
It's
like,
well
like,
produced, and she sounds good.
Yeah, I mean it's overproduced. So yeah, I think they were hiding her vocal a little bit, but you know,
was it more like Friday?
Yeah.
Friday. Didn't they just recently remix Friday too?
Yeah.
And that was
worse. Yeah. If you didn't think it could get worse,
it did.
So this was actually solid.
Well, good for her. Like honestly, like I don't know that it's gonna sell because she was basically, you know, the American Idol version of William Hung. You know, William Hung did she bang, you know, and like everyone laughed at him, but he again made a bunch of money off of it and did another album and stuff. And so she got that. Opportunity. But I got to tell you, that's not horrible. Like, that sounds like a bunch of other, you know, pop nonsense that's out there anyway. And so if it fits with that, good for her, man. I don't know if it's going to sell or not.
But
you guys want to take a stab at Rebecca Black's net worth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she'd be a good one for our Show Me the Money game, too.
No, hold off on that, then?
No, that's fine. That's fine. Potties,
sure.
Like, they can handle it. Let me see. Rebecca Black's net worth, I'm going to say it is $2.6 million.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're going to go under?
Yeah. I was going to say like maybe $500,000.
Yeah. Okay. Right on the money.
Really?
What?
According to Google, like you have, you know, I didn't do this crazy deep dive.
No, but that's what I do too for the game.
Including singing, acting, dancing, and like YouTube, she's worth about $500,000.
Oh, that's not anything really, like for somebody that has been in the public eye,
sure.
Like the amount of money people make off of things, like you have no idea. Case in point, I just got a $72 check in the mail the other day
for
I can only imagine residuals. Yes, for my 8 seconds. I mean, like I've made thousands
that
off
just
of
covers
that.
You guys eating out, you know, for a few weeks.
I'm gonna take the Irwin brothers who did that movie. I'm gonna go buy them like donuts or pizza and take it over there and go, I don't deserve this, so here you guys, I'm feeding your whole office today.
Is there an update on
no. I have to text him. I have like they'd asked me to audition for a part and I don't know if the part got cut, if they found somebody else. You know, I don't know, so I haven't heard. Because a lot of times they do things very last minute with me, because they know I can deliver. You know, no, I'm just kidding. Because I'm an afterthought, let's be honest.
But they did reach out to you.
Yeah, I'll hit them up after this, too, because that's a good idea. but then I'm going to definitely take them something. Because, there's the money that trickles in from things. Like, I know a guy that did... like a Cheetos commercial or something, like voice work for that. And he made almost $100,000 off of that and then gets paid every time it plays.
That's
like
so
for
cool.
X amount of years. It's crazy how that money just long-term trickles mm-hmm. in for people. So I figured Rebecca Black would have been seeing more residuals yeah. off of this and been mm-hmm. worth a little bit more than that anyway.
I feel like acting is like a really cool profession, but I feel like if I were to choose a style of acting, I'd rather just be a hit commercial actor.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather just be like Jake from State Farm.
Sure.
And
yeah.
then just get my money.
All the time. Yeah, my daughter, because she's like in theater, she had, it's so funny, man. We went from happy and laughing and everything, and then we got into this big political debate Ooh. About the minimum wage, and she just lost her mind and started crying and stuff, and because I'm against it, you know, and she's like, but you don't understand, I'm working two jobs and trying to make ends meet, and I'm in a career where I'm gonna have to do this the rest of my life just to make any money, and I'm never gonna make enough to live. Like, and it just went whoosh. And I'm like, yeah, I get your fear. But the reality is, again, minimum wage was still not meant for surviving. It was like just to augment other things. And so I was really honest with her. I'm like, look, you chose a difficult career. It would have been like me yeah. choosing music to try to be a famous rock star. You know, you chose a career in which very few people make it. So what you have to do is find other things inside of that industry that you can do that aren't minimum wage jobs. And there are a ton of them, but it might mean you're stage managing for a while. It might mean you're yeah. doing something else. Like, I love music, but I ended up in radio, and it ended up being the best fit for me because of a little thing I like to call lack of musical talent. I had none. And so this worked out better, you know, in the long run.
Well, and also she's blessed that she isn't in debt for her
no.
school.
That's
like, what
so
if she had
huge.
That? What if she's working two jobs to pay that off?
And she did.
You know?
I was glad she realized that. She was, I guess, she was like upset, and she was just spiraling on it because she feels the pressure of like, I'm not working in my career, I've failed kind of thing. And I feel bad for her. I'm like, look, this is an atypical situation. You're not lazy. You're out working, so that's good. And so she was thinking, she was like expounding upon it for just like even people in her industry. She's like, you know, I'm thankful that I have you and that you guys paid for my college, and that's a blessing. I don't have that burden, but you know, I have friends that don't. And so this, she was kind of making her case. I'm like, yeah, but baby, this is, these political conversations you're having from your perspective of a 22-year-old are completely different from my perspective as a 53-year-old mm-hmm. who is paying large sums of taxes, you know, like, and so the current stuff going on is great for young people and old people, you know, like old people get benefits off of all this stuff, but it's the people in the middle and my age getting close to retirement and stuff that we're taking the hit, you know. And I know they say, oh, it's just gonna be rich people. No, it's not the way it works.
Well, and also too, I feel like there's a lot of emphasis put on becoming famous, being
yeah.
somebody, mm-hmm. being a household
growing
name,
your brand,
yeah. yeah, being that YouTube star or being a Instagram
yeah
whatever.
Influencer,
yeah, yeah. So it's like there are jobs out there that you could learn a trade.
Sure.
And you could be working.
I'd go back to welder school right now. I'd go to welder school. I'd weld mm-hmm. stuff. I love that. I watched a whole show on welding last night.
Mm.
I watch a lot of weird shows, man. Like, I watched a thing on manufacturing excavators and how this one place in China will make one every 24 hours, like a full excavator, and what the process they did to
That's
do it.
Cool.
It's fascinating to me.
Do you have HBO Max?
No, I don't. Oh, I got okay. rid of it. I had it, but I didn't want. I have so many subscription services.
Yeah,
it's still cheaper than what I was paying for just my Dish TV, but I'm trying to get that down.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, even that, like, I'm using YouTube TV now, which is less than Dish, and I do like it, but I really do find that, like, I watch Ridiculousness on it because it saved every season ever, and I love that show. Language is really super bad on that, but it's, like, basically a YouTube fail show, so full disclosure.
It's like America's Funniest Home Videos, but the
adult version.
Yeah.
No, there's some bad stuff on there, but there's some funny stuff, too. But anyway. So
I digress.
I watch that, and then I'll watch like World News Tonight, or I'll watch The Office is always on. Like when I eat dinner, I watch The Office, you know, and stuff. So I don't really, I could really, really, really probably save myself that $69 a month. I almost think I need to, because we watch Netflix more than anything.
Yeah.
And we have Discovery Go. Oh, but then I do save it for the local channel. So I don't know. I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence. I write it off anyway because it's entertainment. So.
Where is that?
Yeah, because I talk about it stuff, so yeah. I can write it off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you got for birthdays?
Nothing.
If there's an account, if there's a tax IRS agent listening, I don't know if I can do that or not, so I don't. I was kidding. Just a joke.
He wasn't kidding.
No, Wally, I was. Stop that. I don't want to get audited.
I don't have any birthdays.
No birthdays today. All right. Well, that's going to be a faster cast today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.